the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
Missouri State is focused on developing educated citizens of the world. Citizens who are engaged in the community, ready to lead with integrity, and who are concerned with global issues and respect diverse perspectives. In order to get the campus invested in this mission, we host an annual public affairs conference. I'm Nikki Donaldson. Today on the Missouri State Journal, I have Dr. Kevin Evans, professor of geology at Missouri State. He is the current provost fellow for public affairs and thus the chair of the 2018 public affairs conference, which will be held September 24th through 27th. Inspired by President Obama's farewell speech, Evans suggested a future public affairs theme that revolved around community. It was approved, and now he introduces the theme for the upcoming conference, Unity in Community.
Community is really important to everybody, and there's many different ways, of course, you can define community. It could be the folks that you hang out with. It could be the place where you live or the place where you work. It's all these affiliations that we take with us, and so the idea of unity in community actually raises questions, more so than answering them.
Evans says that when students come to Missouri State, they are often a blank slate. Many may have a limited scope of understanding about their place in the community, let alone globally. He thinks that this is part of the beauty of the conference.
Wouldn't it be wonderful if we lived in a perfect society? That begs the question, of course, is there such a thing as a perfect society? And I don't think there is. And of course, we wouldn't even have this conference if we lived in a perfect community. And so many of the topics that we deal with in this conference include poverty, prison pipeline for minorities, the LGBTQ community, and how they're treated, and how everybody should be treated, I guess you could say. But there's other fundamental sort of things that we approach too. I, for one, like to think that if we want a better society, you have to make sure that it happens yourself. So if we offer and set up the sort of groundwork for an inclusive and diverse community that is engaged with each other as well as with other communities around us, I think we're going to live in a better and more wholesome sort of setting than what we would have otherwise.
The planning committee has been working hard to develop a dream team of individuals to address topics that all tie to community, giving a variety of perspectives. He explains,
I have this great opportunity as the chair of the conference to bring in people that I know, but also people that I want to know. So one of the people that I wanted to invite was a person who has been influential in the last couple of years in my life, and he doesn't even know that. His name is Massimo Piliucci. And he wrote the book, How to Be a Stoic. And Stoicism is a very important philosophical idea that goes all the way back to the ancient Greeks and maybe even beyond that. And so there's this idea of Stoicism and how can we apply that in modern society? And I think a lot of people are trying to go back to these sort of ancient philosophies to try to understand their own lives and to actually say, what is my meaning in life? How do we find meaning in what we do? And how do we bring meaning to the relationships that we have?
Evans tells us more about the other plenary speakers. For more information, the full schedule is on the Public Affairs website.
We have this great cast of speakers for the conference. One of them is going to be Jenna Bush Hager, the president's daughter, of course, President Bush. We also have Victoria Herman, who a student of mine invited to the conference. She is the CEO and director of the Arctic Institute, so climate plays into this a little bit. We have another speaker who was invited by the Office of Student Engagement, Celeste Headley, and then also we have a gentleman who is a filmmaker and also an advocate for the homeless, and his name is Mark Hovarth.
The Public Affairs Conference will be held September 24th through 27th, starting with a film festival on the 24th. This conference, which has traditionally been held in the spring, is moving to the fall for the first time this year. Evans elaborates.
We really want people to become engaged early on in the semester, so this is a kind of an opportunity to get out there and hit the ground running, I guess, with a fall semester, a fall offering for the Public Affairs Conference. So if you get a chance, come. I think you'll really enjoy it.
All events are free and open to the public. No registration is necessary. For more information, visit publicaffairs.missouristate.edu. That was Dr. Kevin Evans, and I'm Nikki Donaldson for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of University Communications at 417-836-6397.